Hello everybody, welcome back to a new podcast episode, and this time I want to talk about online communities and how they're becoming more and more prevalent and successful, especially during the pandemic. And again, thank you so much for the requests and all the advices you give me and all the topics I should talk about. Let's just dive in. Because as we all know, online communities these days are extremely important, and the world is not really existing without online, without internet. So many things wouldn't exist. Of course, you would still get food and everything, but it would be big step back without internet, without online community, just without access to internet or online in general. So that's why this world, especially the economy, has high emphasis on the online world, which is also good. I mean, there are always disadvantages in terms of internet and anything, but we can discuss that in another topic. But this time, I definitely want to focus on that. And first of all, why is online, the online world so good, and why is it so fast coming forward? Well, first of all, speaking of fast, it's just faster. If you want to communicate, of course, you can also use your cell phone, and even 100 years ago, people could call somebody and you can also talk then, and even if somebody lives in Germany and the other person Australia, whatever. But with the internet, it's faster. You get faster access to anything you want to do. You can, especially now in the pandemic, in the corona time, a lot of people saw it. You can have Zoom calls or meetings with several people together, and then you just finish that and you can jump to the next meeting. Well, it would be way harder to do that without internet. And the normal seminars, I mean, they're still good, but it saves you a lot of time also. If you do webinars, if you invite maybe 10 to 20 people and then you do a quick webinar with them, brief them, explain them, teach them whatever you want to do with that, and then hop onto the next business call or the next coaching, mentoring, whatever. You can do multiple projects together. You finish one, you jump to the next one. While without internet, it will be hard. You need to finish one project, then you need to wait, make some calls, and then the other project. So that's a lot of work all together. So the internet saves you time, and of course also money and resources. And then also on top of that, you can do a lot of great studies or great online courses, which is especially now in that time with the corona pandemic, everything, and especially the first 4 to 6 weeks where most people were at home, it's so precious to still have access to do that. You still, for the people going to university, they still can study and learn that. If somebody builds a new course, he or she can use that course or that coaching still, or if you wanna learn something, you wanna get classes in also for sports. In terms of sports, when the gyms were closed in most countries in the world for 4 to 6 weeks, from mid-March to mid-May, in most areas it was even longer. I mean, Germany was pretty fast with opening the gyms. But yeah, in these 2 months or maybe even 3 months without gym, a lot of people suddenly found out, okay, they can train at home and also online with people via Zoom or WhatsApp call, Instagram, video chat, whatever, and then having a training session together with great coaches, or even just for yourself, you can record it and then help other people. So you can just do everything faster and with a higher impact. Plus also, you need to remind yourself times changing. So when the time is changing, and if you don't go with the time, you go with the time. That means if you don't adapt to the time, if you don't adapt to the new century or to the new decade, and everything is evolving and you don't evolve, then you will have big setbacks. That's why a lot of small businesses or people who work for themselves, maybe they go broke because they think, oh, everything you do old school is good and I don't want to change, I don't need to change. Well, guess what? If you stick to that stubbornness and that mentality, Maybe you can survive a few years, maybe you can build up even something. But now people saw what happened if you don't build a big online platform, online community, because with the online, people still, they could still work, they still had their jobs, they still could release projects, while people who are relying on a normal job and without having a backup plan, without having something online, they had a problem, especially in America. I mean, in Germany, they got relative quick help, and it was just for 4 to 6 weeks where they're a little bit in trouble. But in America, people are really fucked up, and I also talk to some people in America. It's crazy. So that's why having something, a small business, whatever, via online is always a good backup plan, and it can always help you or save you some money or bring you some extra income. And also, but what's very, very important, more important than everything for us, is time. It's not just saving you time with traveling and everything, so you can work from home and having meetings, but also you can divide your time. You can actively choose, okay, today I want to do this, and then it saves me 2 hours, and then I can jump to that meeting, or maybe I want to train outside, maybe I want to visit my family. You can decide what to do with your time, while if you're stuck in one place and you have to be there, you can't really decide that. So that's why it's very important for a lot of people. A lot of people, they rather take a job that they can work from home, or they can have home office, have something online to do, than being stuck in one place. And also pressure. Pressure is a key word. A lot of people have so much pressure when they go to work, when they work for other people, when they're constantly in other places and with other people around, while you at home or wherever you are, and then you're doing it online, you have less pressure because you know, okay, I'm alone, nobody annoys me, nobody disturbs me, I can do whatever I want and still finish that. And a lot of people have better results and they're faster. They're way faster, they finish maybe project in 2 hours instead of 8 hours sitting in the office, and then the rest of the day they can do whatever they want because they finish with the work. So that's very, very appealing for a lot of people. And as I also said, when I talked about training, when I talked about working out, it's also fun for a lot of people. They found out it's really fun to train via Zoom or any other online platforms, and with your people together, with your gym members together, and having a cool workout, seeing each other. I mean, even some soccer clubs, they did at the beginning Zoom training with all the people together. They were riding bikes and did exercise from home and everything before they could start again on the pitch. So it's definitely a fun thing to test. I mean, of course, I know it's not an end solution. Nobody probably could train for 1 year constantly online at home, but if you don't have another choice, that's always a good option. If you don't want to go to the gym, if you want to have online coaching, and it works, people definitely see results. You definitely need to stick to it. I mean, I can speak from my experience. I had in that time now from mid-March to June a lot of clients. They either want to learn martial arts, they want to learn some skills there, or they just want to stretch with me learning the split, and we did it and it worked fine. So definitely test it out. And that's so far it. That's it for the topic, why online business is booming. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like it. Thank you always for your support and everything. I really, really appreciate that. My podcast is, as always, on all podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, Overcast, whatever platform is there. And follow me on Instagram at Taekwondo Artist. You can message me there, and you can also message me, send me a voice message on Anchor. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much, and have a great day, everybody.